What do you sharpen a razor on? What do you use to sharpen it?
Razor hone.
All right, if it's a piece of leather, though, what would you call it?
Strap. That's a finished it with your strap.
You have a comb you use to straighten your hair. What do you use to run through it? The other instrument that you use, what do you call it?
Yeah, comb and brush, that's about all you...
All right. Would you say it the same way? If you were talking about the object and the act of doing it, would you use it the same way? You'd say, every morning I do what to my hair?
Comb.
And what's the other word? I do what to it?
Brush.
All right. What do you call that thing that you push along carrying bricks in?
Wheelbarrow.
All right. What do you use to sharpen your knives? What do you call that thing?
Quit rock.
If you got it on a wheel, what do you call it?
Grind rock.
Okay. If you got something that's creaking and you want to stop that creaking noise, like in a car, what would you do to it?
Oil it.
And what else?
There's another one. Grease it.
Mm-hmm. If you've got to, say, tell me how you get rid of a wasp nest in the corner of your house, outside.
Well, you can take a rag and put it tied on a fishing pole or a cane pole or a stick or something and save the fire and smoke it. Put the blaze out and let it smoke and pop that smoke up there.
All right, what would you call that thing? Is there a term you could use if you had a stick with a cloth on it and burn it? What would you call it then?
Well, I don't know. It's, it really had a name.
A lot of people used to use at night, like in, you see
torch?
The torch? Okay. What do you call it goes inside the tire of a car? It's the what? You used to use it for swimming. Inside the tire of a car.
In a tube. Tube.
If you just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, you say you're going to do what to the boat? Would you use a term for that? You know, like you're going to put your boat in the water, you say you're going to do what to the boat?
Well, I don't think we had any set word for that.
What kind of boats were you familiar with?
Well, we did make one out of wood, mostly cypress. And you take a pine tar and pour in those cracks and that doesn't leak.
What kind, do you have any names for any little boats that you use for fishing?
Some of them call them skiffs.
What would describe, let's just say a regular rowboat that you familiar with, describe it, like a regular fishing boat. How was it shaped?
Well, it was oblong, about 30 inches wide. That was about the standard width. And some of them be 12, some of them 14 foot long. And you make those out of a 12-inch plank, 12 and 1 inch thick. And the sides of it be about 12 inches high and have your seat in each end of it. It worked pretty good. And these ends now would taper up at each end. It'd taper. It wouldn't be as deep at each end. That'd make it row better.
Did you have any canoes or anything like that?
No.
You just said there's fishing boats. Yeah. What would you use it for? It's mainly fishing.
That's all.
All right, if you were going to talk about how things used to be, you'd say, you could sit back and say,